Thank you very much. We'll open up for questions, Coach, or opening comments?
Yeah, questions.
Questions? Okay, over here to the right, Austin Ward, the podcast.
Ryan, I don't know any artful way to say this, but where was that performance hiding for your team?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm proud of our seniors for a lot of reasons. One, for the fact that they were able to finish their last game at Ohio Stadium with a win like that. I'm also proud of the way that they responded. And, you know, I told in the locker room that, you know, in life, you know, you're going to be defined by the way you handle adversity in life, you know, as a person, as a man, as a dad. To see the way that they responded in this game, you can tell from the jump that they had a look in their eye that they were going to go win this game, and I thought they played that way. So a lot of football ahead of us, great win, but we're going to enjoy this for 24 hours, and then it's on to Oregon.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, from a coaching perspective, this was like 180 from your last game. What did you guys do different? Did you just say, we're just going to go out and throw the ball, play loose, play aggressive?
I think it was a combination of things. I think that it's a little bit of everything. I think when you go back and look at the season, you know, we talked about it going into the game. We were a different team. You know, when we lost Seth, we played that Indiana game. We got, you know, the punt return. Looking back on it, you know, we got that turnover down in the red zone. We really didn't play great on offense in the Indiana game, truth be told. And then we went into the last game and still didn't quite know what the ramifications were of everything that was going on based on who we had up front. And, you know, there was a lot of things that played into that game, but certainly one of them was we called this game more aggressively. There's no question about that. But also, I think we did some things in this game that maximize what we have in terms of our strengths and minimize our deficiencies. Not that everything was perfect in this game. It wasn't. But I do think that, and I also thought Will was excellent in this game, played really well, you know, did a really good job of placing the ball in some big-time throws. When he needed to make plays with his legs, he did. And certainly Jeremiah, you know, was dynamite again. But Will was the leader. But we also had balance in this game. You know, it wasn't like it was just throwing it all over the place. You know, we did have balance. We had some good runs, and those hit for us, which makes a big difference when you have that run pass balance that we're looking for. So, you know, this has got to continue. This has got to build momentum, you know, going into this next game.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Ryan, you dominated the first half, but then you look up at the scoreboard heading into halftime, and you're only up 11. Did you feel like maybe you let him off the hook a little bit? What was that conversation like at halftime, knowing that you did dominate that half, albeit, you know, only an 11-point mark?
Yeah, that's why we knew coming out in the second half we had to win the next 4 to 5 minutes, and we did. And that really helped, because you're right. You know, you can feel that way a little bit. But I say it to them all the time, coming in halftime, you're either going to be up, down, or it's going to be tied. And so now we have to go win the next 5 minutes of the game, 4 minutes of the game. And, you know, they deferred, so they got the ball. So we had to get that stop. We did. Then we went down and scored, and that made a huge difference. But yeah, I tell the guys all the time that, you know, you're in games like this, you got to have poise, because there's ups and downs, and you know, you can't get caught up in that. But yeah, I mean, there was a point there, we have a chance to go up 28-0, and we threw the interception. Great play. And I like the call. I like how aggressive we were, because that's part of it. When you're going to call the game aggressively, something like this happens. You know, you have to be willing to work, you know, live with it. But yeah, I mean, you had a chance to score right there and go 28-0, and the game's, you know, pretty much in hand at that point. But they fought their way back in. But they're a good team. I mean, this is a very good SEC team that came up here, and so we knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, I know obviously the confidence for this group comes from the work you put in on a daily basis, but when you sit for weeks and you just obviously just want to get in the game, how important is it for you to have that first drive the way you guys did that to build confidence for the rest of that game?
And just the execution. We've talked about that the last few weeks and some of the press conferences we've been in. That I know you've heard us harp on execution, 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 because there's a lot of things coming out of that last game that, you know, we just look back on and like, we just didn't execute very well. And certainly there are things that we needed to do better in terms of scheme, but we also, you know, didn't execute. I thought we, you know, for the most part, fielded the kicks better in this game. I thought, you know, we blocked better in this game. I thought we ran through contact better in this game, and certainly we threw and caught better in this game, and that made a huge difference in it. But you're right, there was a confidence coming out of that first quarter, because, you know, we were playing with a lot of energy. But even coming out of warmups, you could feel it. You know, there was these guys wanted to play in this game, and there was a confidence that got built through practice. And I thought we had a good game plan going in. I think the guys believed in it, and that went a long way to get that first drive.
Folks, I'm going to bring have Jack Sawyer and Cody Simon go to the back two tables there to start their interviews. Then we're going to go ahead and continue with Coach Dave, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch. Thank you, gentlemen. Either one of the back two tables.
How you got through it and just how important this was, because this was a season-defining win to this point. What did you do to make sure that you guys were ready? Because that was obviously a devastating loss.
Well, the first week was an identification of the issues. You don't just move on from the game. You have to identify what the issues are and have real conversation with the players, allow them to speak because they're vested in this. And then, you know, the coaches have their two cents, and you know, you give it about a week, and then you put a plan together on how we're going to move forward, how we're going to get these things fixed. And then you figure out who your opponent is. We found out it was Tennessee. And that's where the 2 weeks of work went. And it got about Wednesday of this week, you could tell these guys just wanted to get on the field. I mean, it had been a long lead up for us, you know, weeks. And it does, you know, to say it doesn't weigh on you, it does. We have a lot of pride in who we are. And these guys have a lot of pride. And, you know, these guys, they love each other. And they're a great representation of Ohio State. And, you know, I'm glad that they were able to, you know, for their last game for those seniors to finish with a win. But they are not satisfied at all. I mean, they quickly are going to get their focus on Oregon, which is going to be a rematch for us, which is exciting, and going into a great opportunity to go play in the Rose Bowl again. And I think it says a lot about who our guys are that we're able to respond like that in a big way.
Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, you talk a lot about leave no doubt. How important was it for you guys in terms of building momentum to not just win tonight, but to leave no doubt?
That's it. You know, and even there were a couple points in the game where, you know, there's some couple calls and, you know, different things where, you know, in the past when you have one of these games that comes down to the last play, you can look to those as game-altering plays. But when you leave no doubt, you know, nobody will talk about those plays because we did. And there was a few opportunities in this game to do that very thing. Fourth down stop. You know, there was, again, that, you know, those drives right there in the third quarter that I felt like allowed us an opportunity to pull away when the defense was getting stops.
Over to the right, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, you told us during the week that we could see a rotation on the interior of your offensive line there. Can you just talk about the job Luke Montgomery did? But then also, Austin's playing essentially two different positions in one game. Just evaluate the job he did going back and forth depending on who was in the game with him.
When you don't notice the guards, they're doing pretty well. I noticed Luke's energy, toughness, and edge. I got to watch the film and see how he did, but we blocked them much better in this game, and they have a good front. I thought we got some of the gap schemes going, some good double teams. It wasn't all perfect by any means, but and we'll have to continue to diversify going into next game. But I thought we at least, you know, focused on the things that these guys could do well, and now we got to build on it. And they played with confidence. They played with energy. You could see after, you know, we scored a couple of the touchdowns. I mean, they were jacked up and coming off the field with good energy. And the leaders of that group certainly is Donovan Jackson, Josh Fryer, and great to see Carson play well. Look like, anyways, from my point of view, watching the game on the tablet, that he played well. So yeah, that allows us to have balance, and as you know, that's a huge part of it. Yeah, we'll have to look at it and see, but it seems healthy to me to get those guys, you know, involved in the game.
We're going to go just a couple more questions for Coach. Over to the left, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, this week the defense talked about, you know, if they had to win the game, they felt confident doing that. Obviously, your offense plays the way it does, so they don't have that as much on their shoulders. But other than a couple drives, they hold the fort down. Their performance and just what they can build on from this.
Well, they're playing with confidence. And coming off the last game, I think they felt like, you know, we have to go win the game. But when the offense is playing to their potential like they were today, then now it's complimentary and you can end up with a game like we did tonight. So you just never know. It could be like the Oregon game. It could be like, you know, the last game of the season. You know, you just never know how those games are going to shake out. And we have to do whatever we can to win. We've talked about that before. Just win the game. And so we got to win three more.
Over to the right here, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Ryan, with Will, that first touchdown throw just seemed like it was just so on point.
Yeah.
He looked to be just kind of dealing tonight. Did you see anything different from him in the last couple weeks? Just because, like, downfield he looked better. He just looked more concise almost at every turn.
Yeah, I thought his footwork was good. I thought that we worked hard on some of those throws, and he hit a few of those right on the money. Yeah, the fade ball and the goal ball were really well done. I thought the levels ball, too. Carnell was a really, really well-thrown ball. Probably missing a few others, but yeah, he was accurate today. And you know, a big thing for Will is his footwork. And when his footwork's on point, and when he's seeing things well, he's as good as anybody in the country.
And folks, we've just sent Donovan Jackson to the back of the room as well, and this will be the last question for Coach Day. Scott Dockerman, The Athletic.
Yeah, Ryan, I wanted to ask you just kind of a big picture about the Big Ten and what kind of the season maybe looks like when you have three teams advance into the quarterfinals. And from a big picture perspective, what was this first year like playing in the Big Ten, and how good are these teams that are in the tournament?
Well, I think the Big Ten has great football. I think that, you know, we play nine conference games, so we beat each other up sometimes. But when you have an opportunity like this against a very good SEC team, you know, we know how important that is for the conference. And, you know, great to see some of the other teams in the league representing well, because it is a great conference and a very difficult conference.